El podcast del Walking Classroom de hoy se centra en los escudos defensivos del cuerpo, que a veces son un poco viscosos. El cuerpo humano nos protege a través de varios sistemas de defensa y comunica varias condiciones de salud. El cérumen, mocos y el sudor son algunos de los sistemas defensivos que ayudan a mantenernos saludables y seguros. Algunas cosas que normalmente pensamos que son asquerosas, en realidad pueden ser importantes. Vale la pena apreciar el propósito en todo.
Hi, I'm Pedro.
And I'm Amelia, and we're here with our teacher, Mrs. Fenn, ready to take off on another adventure with the Walking Classroom.
While we walk, let's remember to keep one ear free so we can be aware of our surroundings. We want to learn, but we also want to make sure we know what's going on around us.
It's also important to keep a quick pace while we walk so that we can get the full benefits of the Walking Classroom. Getting outside while we learn is great, but it only works if we get our muscles working and our blood pumping.
And you know what else is important? Hang on. Ah, that's fresh. I was gonna say that drinking plenty of water is vital whenever we exercise.
Why is that, Mrs. Fenn?
Well, guys, believe it or not, our bodies are actually 2/3 water. Most of your internal functions take place in dissolved water inside your body. But our bodies are constantly releasing water. Whenever you breathe, go to the bathroom, or sweat, water is removed from your body. Water even gets evaporated from your skin. And that's why we have to make sure to replenish our bodies with fresh drinking water every single day, and especially when we exercise. Without water, we'd be done for.
But sometimes I don't drink water every day. Why doesn't anything happen to me?
Well, Pedro, you can get water from other sources. Fruits and vegetables have high concentrations of water, and water is found in many of the healthy foods that we eat. You might not be drinking water, but your body can still get hydrated if you eat the right foods.
Well, I can tell I'm pretty well hydrated because I'm already starting to work up a sweat. And boy, I am glad to be all slimy and sweaty.
Same here. I know things are good with my body if I'm covered in sweat. Sticky sweat. It's gross, and I love it.
That's great, you two. It sounds like you both understand the importance of certain functions of our body that are maybe sort of gross, but totally necessary.
We sure do, Mrs. Fenn. Why don't we talk some more about the gross things our body does that we do actually need?
Excellent idea, Amelia. Pedro, take it away.
Well, the human body has lots of ways of keeping us healthy and safe. In a way, our bodies have a defense system, which prevents things from getting into our body that aren't supposed to be there.
Some of these defense systems are pretty obvious. Our skin, for example, is sort of a protective outer layer for our muscles and organs. Imagine how tough life would be if we didn't have skin. Not only would everything we touch probably hurt, but we'd all look pretty gnarly.
Yeah, that would be wild. Luckily, we have our skin to defend our insides from getting damaged or infected. Another defense system we all know about is the forming of scabs whenever we scrape or cut ourselves. A scab forms over an open wound to protect against germs or bacteria from getting into our blood.
Our bones are also pretty solid defenders. I mean, think about where your heart and lungs are. If it weren't for our ribcage, we'd all be getting badly injured every time we fell down or accidentally ran into the screen door that we didn't see because we thought it was open, and get embarrassed because our mom saw us and laughed at how clumsy we were.
You have that problem a lot, Amelia?
What? Me? No way. I never do that. But if I did, I'd sure be glad my bones were there to protect my insides from serious damage.
I hope neither of you are walking into too many doors. But you're both right. The human body does have some great defense systems in place to protect us from all kinds of problems. Another way our bodies protect us is by letting us know when something is wrong. Can you two think of examples in which the human body communicates to us?
You mean like if I accidentally get too close to the fire on the stove and my skin starts to feel hot?
Or when my stomach starts growling at me, I know it's time to eat.
Or when my eyes start to hurt if I look at the sun for too long.
Or when I start feeling nauseous after eating too much Halloween candy.
Or when my cousin Lawrence visits and he snores too loud, so I have to throw my pillow at him.
I'm not sure about the last one, Pedro, but the other examples you gave are precisely what I meant. Our body has numerous ways of alerting us that we're either doing things right or perhaps that something is wrong. After a restful sleep, your body lets you know that you're taking care of it by giving you energy to get through the day. But after getting too little sleep, the tired, slow feeling is your body's way of telling you that you need more rest. Do you understand how our bodies communicate with us so that we know how to take care of ourselves?
It makes sense to me. That's actually really cool to think that our bodies sort of talk to us or give us a heads up when something is going on.
It is very cool. In fact, I think we know of a few more things our body does to keep us safe that we might not even realize. We all know about...
Bless you, Pedro.
Gesundheit.
Oh, gross. Does anyone have a tissue? I got some solids in that one. Good thing I covered that one up. Also good, because I was just about to mention how important boogers were.
Pedro.
Oh, yeah. Thank goodness for boogers. Or mucus, if we're using the correct terminology. Don't get me wrong. Mucus is pretty gross. But we'd be in big trouble if our noses weren't constantly producing that disgusting stuff.
This is true. When we breathe through our nose, we're not only taking in oxygen, but also lots of microscopic particles that are in the air, like dirt and dust and germs. It's no good to have these particles get into our system. So our nose is lined with sticky mucus.
And hair. Did you ever notice that you have hair in your nose?
Yep. The hair and sticky mucus inside your nose traps all kinds of unwanted objects and prevents them from getting into our bodies. It's sort of like when a fly gets into the house and you put down that sticky paper to catch the fly.
Exactly, Pedro. That's a great example.
Of course, if enough flies collect on the fly paper, eventually you have to get rid of them. The same goes for the mucus in your nose. Our nostrils are very sensitive, and if enough particles collect in the mucus in your nose, it's going to get blown out.
Sneezing expels all kinds of germs and particles from your nose and lungs at over 100 miles per hour. The average sneeze can also send a mist of mucus up to 10 feet. We're like human mucus cannons.
Pedro, that is a disgusting image.
Of course, that's why it's so important to cover up your mouth and nose whenever you sneeze. Nobody wants to get hit with a giant blast of germ-filled mucus.
I think we can all agree on that one. And did you know that mucus is not only found in your nose, but all throughout your respiratory system? Both the nose and throat are coated with a thin layer of mucus, and that mucus always catches those unwanted particles that you were talking about. Every time you cough or sneeze, your body is defending itself from the germs, dirt, and dust it doesn't want inside there.
Talk about a sweet defense system. Yeah, boogers are pretty nasty, but they really are an important part of our body. I've actually heard of another defense system that's kind of slimy and gross.
I think I might know where you're going with this one, Pedro, and I'm all ears.
You got it, Mrs. Fenn. That's right where I was going. The ears and the wonderful world of earwax. Talk about a slimy protector that we would have a hard time getting by without.
Our ears have special glands that produce earwax, which lines the inside of our ear canals. The technical term for earwax is cerumen.
Cerumen, or earwax, is an important part of our ears and our body's defense system. One of earwax's primary functions is to moisten the ear canal and protect our ears from getting itchy and dry. But more importantly, earwax contains special chemicals that fight off infectious germs and bacteria from invading our ears. Just like the mucus in our respiratory system, earwax serves to prevent unwanted particles from getting inside our bodies.
Exactly. Earwax also traps these particles from getting any further into our ears. But of course, we can't sneeze or cough from our ears. So how does the earwax get all the dust and dirt out of our ears, Mrs. Fenn? I mean, we sneeze and cough to get the particles out of our nose and throat, but how do our ears get rid of the particles that get trapped in earwax?
You know, that's an excellent question, Amelia. Believe it or not, earwax is constantly being pushed out of your ears to the point where it simply falls away. The earwax is moving so slowly that we normally don't take notice that anything's even happening. It's just another one of our body's subtle ways of keeping us clean and safe.
So that's why my mom was always telling me to clean my ears whenever I take a bath. Good thing I listened.
I guess having too much earwax in my ears isn't a legitimate excuse for not listening in class, huh, Mrs. Fenn?
Nope, sorry, Amelia. Earwax has no effect on how well we can hear. And it sounds like you two really know your stuff when it comes to our body's gross, but interesting, defense systems. Can you name another one?
Well, now that you mention it, I've really worked up a sweat since we've started walking, which I believe is yet another one of our body's defense systems.
Sweating is definitely one of our body's defense systems, for quite a number of reasons. Sweat begins in tiny glands under our skin, which are basically little pockets that hold sweat. Whenever our bodies get hot enough, sweat glands release the sweat onto our skin, where it evaporates. Sweat evaporating off the skin is what actually cools us off.
We can also tell a lot about our bodies based on our sweat. First and foremost, it's good to sweat. Not only does it help us stay cool, but sweating lets us know that we're hydrated. If you don't have enough water in your body doesn't have anything to make sweat from.
Of course, if we're sweating, it means that our body is losing some of the water it needs. In fact, our bodies can release at least a pint of sweat a day, sometimes even more if we're exercising. This is why we have to drink water frequently throughout the day so that our bodies have enough water to replace what we lose from sweating.
Even if we're not exercising, the body sweats whenever it's hot outside. If we didn't sweat, we would become overheated, which could lead to lots of problems.
Sometimes I get pretty irritated when I'm all sticky and gross after I've been sweating for a while. But when I really think about it, I'm glad it happens. My body needs to sweat in order to stay cool and comfortable.
Good thinking, you two. And you're right. The body needs to sweat in order to keep our core temperature right at 98.6 degrees. Sweating is a necessary function of the human body, and although it can be sticky, gross, and sometimes smelly, we'd be in big trouble if we didn't sweat enough.
You know, Mrs. Fenn, we've been talking about boogers, earwax, and sweat, which are all things we normally think of as being gross. And I guess these things are kind of gross. But now I understand that they're really important for our health and well-being.
Yeah, just because something is disgusting or unpleasant doesn't mean it isn't important or useful. I don't like it when I'm served lima beans for dinner. I really don't think they taste very good, but I know how good lima beans are for me, so I eat them anyway. I think it's important to appreciate the value behind everything, even if it's something gross, like lima beans or spinach.
Some people don't like bats because they're scary and weird-looking. They fly around at night and make noises that can freak people out. But I found out that bats eat lots of mosquitoes, and if there's one thing I can't stand, it's getting bitten by mosquitoes. So I'm glad bats fly around eating all those bugs. Yeah, bats are considered to be nasty by some, but they definitely have their own special purpose.
You two never cease to astound me. It's so important to seek the value or purpose behind everything that we encounter. Even the most disgusting things that our body does are incredibly important. Whenever we go to the bathroom, our bodies are getting rid of the waste that we don't need. Of course, nobody wants to spend a long time in the bathroom, but it's good to recognize the benefit or purpose behind everything, especially things that are gross.
I hear that, Mrs. Fenn. I think from now on, before I assume something like earwax or boogers are just plain gross, I'm going to take the time to consider how these things can be good. I think my attitude and my outlook will improve a lot if I just look at those things differently.
Definitely. It's also not fair to judge or make conclusions about things before we've considered everything there is to consider. I mean, when I get sick, my nose is runny and I go through tons of tissues just from blowing my nose. Usually, I feel pretty miserable when I have a cold and my nose is just one giant booger factory. But next time I get sick, I think I'll try to remind myself that my body is doing everything it needs to in order to heal and get me back to normal. Yeah, it means dealing with some nasty body fluids for a while, but that's just how I know my body is taking care of me.
That sounds like an excellent approach, Pedro, and you can apply that to all aspects of life. We've gone over a solid chunk of information today, haven't we? Can you two review some of the key points we touched on?
Sure thing. We talked about how our bodies have defense systems, which protect us from getting sick or injured, whether it's our skin defending our insides or our bones defending against injuries. Our bodies have ways of keeping us safe from the dangers we encounter every day.
Our bodies also protect us by communicating when something is wrong, or our tummies rumbling when we're hungry, or feeling pain when we get too close to something hot.
We talked about boogers, earwax, and sweat, all of which are slimy substances that serve their own unique purpose in defending our bodies. Earwax and boogers keep unwanted particles out of our bodies, and sweat helps us cool off and regulate our body temperature.
Finally, we realized that no matter how gross or unappealing something may be, we should always seek to discover the purpose or value behind everything. Earwax, boogers, bats, and lima beans are all a little gross, but each one has a special function that we all can appreciate. This goes for everything in life. We should never assume the worst about anything before we've taken the time to uncover the good.
Wonderful. And of course, we all learned how important it is to stay hydrated, especially when we go out with the walking classroom or exercise in any way. Water is not only fuel for exercise, but it also keeps your learning minds active and ready to absorb information.
Well, I'm all drenched in sweat, Mrs. Fenn. I've definitely burned some calories and absorbed some great facts. I smell like my dad's gym bag, though. Should we call it a day?
Sounds good to me, Amelia. Sign us off.
Thanks for joining us on the edition of Walking Classroom. Happy Achoo! Oh, I'm gonna need a tissue again. Got rid of some solid dust particles on that one.
Oh, here's a tissue, Pedro. Well, as always, happy trails!